is our senior Broncos writer for DenverFan.com. With the trademark Slayer intro music, he joins us now. John, you write today at DenverFan.com about how Bradley Chubb should certainly be motivated by what he sees with some recent deals being handed out.
Yeah, no doubt. By the way, first off, before we get started here, just want to congratulate you guys on the ratings. The ratings look like fantastic for not just you, but the whole station, but particularly the morning show and that. So congratulations on that.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Johnny.
You had great listeners and great regular guests like yourself, so we really appreciate it. All right, now get on to my question.
Yeah, so what's going to be interesting is to see how George Payton handles this because, I mean, you know, I look back and, you know, Von Miller's obviously, he had the $18 million option picked up this past year. He was, and I look back and it's like, wow, he had $19.1 million on the average when he signed 6 years ago. And now yesterday, I mean, you had Fred Warner getting 19.25 as far as the contract as a middle linebacker. And so you can see that the salaries are going to go up. But what's going to be interesting to see is that particularly if Von Miller and Bradley Chubb have great years, how George handles that as far as because now, I mean, you know, would Von get more money than 19 if he has a great year? What about Bradley Chubb? I know he's 12 point some million dollars as far as the fifth year option. I mean, it may be one of those things where, you know, you keep the fifth year option at 12 million dollars plus and then see if you can do some kind of a shorter deal for a little bit less with Von Miller. But I think that's going to be an interesting one. But, you know, you can see that the, you know, where we're watching the middle linebacker salaries go up because Darius Leonard is going to get more, I think, than what you saw Fred Warner because, again, he's got more sacks, more tackles, everything else in Indianapolis than what Fred has. And so it's like, you know, T.J. Watt is going to probably be the highest paid, the outside linebacker in a 3-4 defense. And so it's going to be interesting to see where that all fits for Bradley Chubb, particularly if he has a healthy, good year and plays well for the Broncos.
What'd you make of the news that was out there just a couple days ago about Aaron Rodgers turning down a contract to make him the highest paid player in the National Football League? And what does this do? Does it change your mind about what's going to happen with Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers?
Yeah, because remember, I changed my mind a week ago Friday when I still think he's not going to be leaving the Packers. I mean, I'm not saying he's going to be there on Tuesday when training camp starts, but I think he'll be there at some point and not hold out into the season. But, you know, what you wonder about, and this is where that trust factor comes in and that lack of trust that he has in the front office. Okay, fine. I don't believe that they offered to make, you know, offered him over $40 million a year. That one I don't agree with. But what you wonder about, and you've seen this from negotiations, sure, you can offer a contract that's going to be more lucrative, but if there's not guarantees in year two, year three, and year four, you can get out of it. And that's what you kind of wonder about. So it's like, okay, yeah, you can offer the average, but if you don't get the guarantees in the future years, then all of a sudden it's not going to be worth signing. And so that, I think, again, that goes back to the mistrust that he has. And I think he still thinks that, you know, more likely than not, that they're going to want to go to Jordan Love at some point and not admit that they made the stupidest mistake in Packer history by drafting him. But, you know, so you kind of wonder, it's like, okay, do you get a little bit more money this year in some kind of a settlement and then be asked to be traded for next year?
By the way, Mark, why don't you share with John your conversation with Trey Wingo, if he can shed any light on that?
Yeah, I mean, so my understanding through Trey's sources, we did a Twitch show last night, John, that at some point over the last year, maybe even going back to last year before the season, the Packers agreed to trade Aaron Rodgers. And then, you know, obviously we had reports on draft night that they were close to a deal with the Broncos, and then it all fell apart. And by the way, when I talked about it on the radio, the Broncos called me, never denied that they were talking to Aaron Rodgers. They just asked me who my sources were, and was I talking to Aaron Rodgers. So something went down. There was something there, and that the Packers basically essentially said, you know what, now we're not going to trade you because he had the MVP season. He talked about it. There was a plan in place, and then – you know, I went in and put a monkey wrench in that by being MVP. So, I mean, all these things point to the Packers certainly were arrogant and had organizational arrogance, and then they were planning on moving him. So that, to me, like, Aaron's a guy of principle. You know Aaron well. You've talked to him many times. I just feel like it may be inevitable. It may not be until the trade deadline, but he's leaving, right? He's not going to play for the Packers again.
I think he's going to play this year because I think he realizes that they're not going to trade him. And it's like, okay, so now they're not going to trade him this year, but I think he wants to get some kind of a deal where he can be a Packer this year, and then though he's not going to be a Packer next year. That's where I think that may be heading because, again, I mean, you start to see A.J. Hawk, the linebacker, who used to be with the Packers. I mean, he was with them golfing all week, and he says, no, I think he's going to stay a Packer this year, not saying he's going to be in training camp early or not. And then, of course, Mercedes Lewis came out over the weekend and said that he thinks he's going to report for the beginning of training camp, which I don't think is going to happen. But, you know, he said he was going to take 2 weeks to think about it. I mean, we'll find out the decision on Tuesday when the camp opens, whether he's going to be there or not. But I think that's again where the mistrust was because, I mean, Trey probably very accurately with the sources. I mean, there was a lot of rumblings that, they were talking trade and all those different things, and then it didn't happen. And that goes to the continued mistrust that he has with the front office. And so, I mean, he's got to do something, but also, if you got a team that says they're not going to trade and you're not going to trade, because again, if you trade Aaron Rodgers, I mean, they're going to be, as they probably should, I mean, they're going to be a 6-5 win team, maybe 7 win team at best. I mean, you saw what happened a couple years ago when Aaron Rodgers was hurt. I mean, they dropped down to be what, an 8-7-1 team. And so it's like, I still look at it is that, he has to make a decision, but he also has to make a decision where he doesn't lose $35.3 million by sitting out the entire season and then, you know, having to pay money back as far as proration and signing bonus and also as far as a roster bonus of $6.8
million. All right, check out John Clayton at DenverFan.com. John, thank you.
Hey, thank you.
There he goes, John Clayton.